Current News. I'm John Scott. Time is growing short as Hurricane Milton gets closer to the western Florida coast. Sarasota County Emergency Management Chief Sandra Tafumine says the time to evacuate is now without delay.
We do not want you staying in your home if you are anywhere near a body of water. We also have rainfall to contend with. We are going to get up to 18 inches of rain for this event. So we have the storm surge. We have the rain. We have winds that might be in the excess of 120 to 130 or more miles per hour. This is going to be an intense disaster for Sarasota County.
Landfall is tonight. President Biden says the federal government has done everything possible to prepare for Milton.
I immediately approved an emergency declaration in Florida and the Seminole Tribe in Florida. I also served search and rescue teams, water, food, power generators, ambulances to the region.
Milton forecast across central Florida and dump as much as 18 inches of rain while heading toward the Atlantic Ocean. Also at SRNews.com, Israel's defense minister says his country's retaliation from a recent Iranian missile attack will be lethal and surprising. That warning came as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Biden held their first call in 7 weeks. Authorities say 5 people are dead after a small plane crashed on Santa Catalina Island off the Southern California coast. The twin-engine Beechcraft 95 crashed shortly after it departed from Catalina Airport on Tuesday night near the island town of Avalon. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 433 points. The NASDAQ is adding 101. This is SRN News. Toyota quits woke capitalism.
The Japanese auto giant says it will no longer support gay pride parades and LGBT summer camps for kids. Toyota is just the latest major company to abandon the gay agenda as a groundswell of protest from Christians, conservatives, and parents builds across the country. Big firms are also looking at what happened to Bud Light when it decided to partner with a transgender influencer. A boycott of that beer destroyed sales and cost 3 executives their jobs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians continues in India under increasingly restrictive anti-conversion laws. 18 believers were arrested this month on charges that they were spreading the gospel. The vast majority of India is Hindu, and the government has set out to keep it that way. Christians are subject to violent persecution throughout that country. This is SRN News. The U.S. Department of Justice considering asking a federal judge to force Google to sell parts of its business in order to eliminate its online search monopoly.
In a court filing, federal prosecutors also said the judge could ask the court to open the underlying data Google uses to power its ubiquitous search engine and artificial intelligence products to competitors. A federal judge ruled in August that Google's search engine has been illegally exploiting its dominance to squash competition and stifle innovation. Google plans to appeal, but must wait until the remedies are decided.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. South Carolina prison officials have told death row inmate Richard Moore that a firing squad, the electric chair, and lethal injection will all be available for him to choose for his November 1st execution. State law gives Moore until October 18th to decide, or by default, he will be electrocuted. More details at SRNNews.com.